podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Well, they told me yesterday that they're taking me away from being the kind of guy I am. Cruising forward, bruising, should be winning, but I'm losing. They caught me with blood on my hands. Tell me why do I have to play with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under. Yeah, yeah. Well, I got nowhere to go, nothing on the radio. Stand up for falling down, my heart and head are spinning round, it's crazy, thoughts in my head. Tell me why do I have to play it with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under. Taking me away for being the kind of guy I am. Cruising forward, cruising, should be winning, but I'm losing. They caught me with blood on my hands. Well, tell me why do I have to play with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
So came out by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to talk?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
What's the story this week? Am I fucking your woman? I'm fucked up on oxy pills. He said, she said,
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. OldiesXL.com out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. RootRootRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California. BuildASCene.com/radio right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. And XRPRadio.co.uk in the Highlands of Scotland. This is episode number 644 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. This is something I don't get to do often. There is no guest scheduled for this week. So I'm going to take some time in between tracks and let you know about some upcoming shows that are on my radar. The first one has to do with the first band that we just played. We played the Needs Hotel and their song 600 Under. And they are playing a show that you're going to hear about more here on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, because we're going to have a bunch of guests from this upcoming show on. It's called A Very Yinzer Christmas. It is a live show on Wednesday, December 7th. It is at the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall, which is 510 East 10th Avenue, Munhall, PA. Doors are at 6:30. Again, that's Wednesday, December 7th. It is presented by 94.5 3WS, and the proceeds from the show benefit Band Together Pittsburgh. There are a ton of people. This is a Christmas show. It is $20 advance tickets or $30 at the door if they're available. It is featuring Christmas music from a brand new album performed by many of Pittsburgh favorites: Gene the Werewolf, Clinton Clegg, Scott Blasey, Joe Waterick, Bill Deasy, Joe Grushecki, Stevie Wellens, Donnie Iris, Joey Waterick Jr., Pete Hewlett, The Needs Hotel Band, Jeff Jimerson, Johnny Angel and the Halos, Abby Abundanza, Norman Nardini, The Skyliners, Rough Creek, Bailey Taylor, Miss Freddie, Totally 80s, with the Yinzer House Band and special guests from Band Together, Pittsburgh Formers. You can find out more information about that show by going to yinzerchristmas.com. With that said, I'm going to play some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. This next song will feature the Shiners, who are playing tomorrow at the Eagles in New Kensington. That's an 8 p.m. start. Saturday, November 12th, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
each and every one of my friends.
As I said at the last break, that was the Shiners and their track Good Times Are Through. Followed that up with some Doppler Effect Going Home, which gives me a chance to tell you about some of the things that Billy Postal has going on. If you're not familiar with Billy, he is singer, songwriter. He plays guitar and sings in Doppler Effect. He is also in Billy Postal and the Winery Cats. And I'm going to give you some upcoming shows for everything he has going on. Tomorrow, November 12th, at Smicksburg Furniture, Bill will be playing acoustic from 12 to 3. On November 18th, the day before my birthday, Doppler Effect will be playing the Edgewood Winery from 7 to 10 p.m. November 23rd, Billy will be acoustic at Upper Barrel Volunteer Fire Company. And to find more about that, you can look up Billy Postal. You can go to thewinerycats.com. Or you can look up Billy Acoustic, Winery Cats, and Doppler Effect all on Facebook. We're going to play some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. We're going to feature some more, a couple more shows here for you before I play that music, though. Right Turn Clyde will be at Helltown Tap Room on Saturday, November 12th. They start at 7 p.m. You can check them out. They were also at Voodoo Brewing Company tonight, but you probably missed that as it starts at 7 p.m. If you didn't miss it, you can go check them out. Up next, we are going to play some new music from Blackridge, who just had their CD release at the Next Door Cafe, which is at In Stuff Music, this past Thursday. We're going to play Raw Power off of that new EP entitled Raw Power. And we will check in with you shortly.
I'm Oh, believe then.
Hey, we're back. You just heard Raw Power off of the Raw Power EP by Blackridge. That was followed up by Neo Stem's brand new song, Pipe Dream. And then I also threw in A Common Crown and their track. Which one did I do? Awake. That's not right. I think that's supposed to be Reckoning. Why does it say Awake? Anyway, A Common Crown track. As you can see, if you're watching us live, we're piecing together part of this week's PA Rock Show. With me is Tiz, but we'll get to him in a moment. The reason I threw Neo Stem in is because they are doing a EP release on my birthday, November 19th, at the Squirrel Hill Sports Bar. With them will be 65 Rats, Lilith, and the Molecule Party. I believe that's a 6 p.m. start. And then I also played that A Common Crown track so I could talk about a show they have coming up on December 3rd at the Rail House Bar and Grill in Homer City, Pennsylvania. That's at 8 p.m. start. Fat Lip Productions will be there running sound and lights. It'll also feature their friends and my friends, Silk Nine and Unbroken Soul. And with that said, we're going to talk about why Tiz is hanging out here with me in the live chat, live video, whatever you wish to call it. This is really spur of the moment. If you're watching the video, you can see Tiz pantomiming and telling me that we're running out of time, but we still have like 8 minutes. Hey, Tiz, let's talk about Zerpathon.
Initially, to be honest, I was just trying to attempt sign language to whatever you were doing. It failed. Zerpathon's a thing that we're going to be doing in 10. Is it really 10 days? Shh. Can I swear here?
Well, it depends on what word you're going to use and what version of English it is.
You know me, but okay. Zerpathon's a thing that we're going to be doing the 18th to the 21st of November. So yeah, in 10 days. The important thing about Zerpathon is, yes, it's a fundraiser for XRP Radio, and yes, we desperately need money because, you know, we're all a bunch of volunteers and absolutely skint, but that's not the important thing. Year upon year, Zerpathon has been a great way to get communities together, and we've had loads of live performances, interviews. We've been doing this for 10 years, almost on the trot now. This year is a little bit different because we understand the cost of living, cost of fuel, cost of everything going up. So this year, the predominance isn't on fundraising, but we knew we had to keep up the kind of community building that we're doing in the independent realm. And one of the most important things, actually, considering Bill's here, is one of the new and potentially encroaching builds that will be the link between Build the Scene, XRP Radio, and First Angel Media, fam. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, fam.
So we're excited.
Which is really in the infancy of discussions, but that is definitely coming down the pike. I talked to all my people on my end. They're in.
Yeah. I would say the Zerpathon is our first kind of baby step, one small step for Zerp, one giant leap for
whatever we're going to call that group.
But yeah, it's quite interesting because this is the first situation where, in effect, this is kind of scary, but we're all sharing finances, which is new for us. But yeah, so that's quite interesting. Loads of live performance and stuff. And obviously, one of the most important things for us to say here is 2 hours at the end of me being awake for 30 hours.
And me and John and I
being awake for about 1 hour.
Yeah, after being at the Neo Stem CD release that I just mentioned.
Between the three of us, we managed to choose the worst time over the whole weekend that we could have chosen to do a show between us.
It's 9 a.m. for John and I, but it's 8 a.m. for Kat. And what time? It's kind of afternoon-ish for you, but you will have been awake how many hours at that point?
Somewhere around the 30-hour mark. I think Kat will have had a sleep by then. She won't be happy about it. And that may be to comedic preference, to be honest. We may have a better show because of that.
She might be the only one that can speak at that point.
Well, do you remember the last Zerpathon-friendly fire-ish that we did?
Oh, I don't.
Exactly. Exactly! It was so bad. And the worst thing, it was that car crash because I believe, again, you had decided to do it very close in proximity and Jana to doing another event.
Yes.
So, and again, it was a stupid time for the lot of us. I remember last year I did, I think it was right at the end of my stint. So I think at that point I'd done 52 hours straight broadcasting. And it it did not go well. Let's put it that way. We went back and we realized, I don't think if you remember this, but we didn't even play two of the tracks that we were meant to.
That sounds about right.
We did two each and then we did the bonus and we forgot completely about two of the tracks that we were meant to play. So, like, ever the professionals.
Do you have that right? Do I have that right? XRPradio.co.uk/donate.
That is correct, yeah. I know Bill's short on time, so yeah. If you love unsigned and independent music, if you want to win some prizes, every donation to XRPradio.co.uk, that link down there, gets a raffle ticket. That's an unfortunate sound. sorry about that. A raffle ticket, and the raffle tickets, you can win CDs. There is Icons of Industry, massive band, have managed to put to us a cassette tape. This is so cool. You get a cassette tape of their whole album and a cassette tape player to listen to it on with headphones. It's in there. And we're doing our usual zine pages and social marketing and all the stuff that XRP does. I heard that Bill is giving away a lock of his hair during Friendly Fire.
Ah, it has to do some growing before we can make that happen. I recently shaved it off. It is slowly coming back.
I'll tell you what, if you buy the Zerpathon in 10 days, you can provide a legitimate lock of your hair.
It'll be like a centimeter.
I said lock. If you can give me a lock of your hair, I will give you some great British pounds. More than one.
More than one.
Mm-hmm.
So you're starting that on November 18th. What time? What time Eastern? Let me make it hard on you. You're five. I think you're 5 hours ahead of us.
I can tell you, Eastern. What color was Eastern?
Green.
It starts at midday on Friday EST.
And it'll end when?
It will end. Don't ask me these questions. It will end, what does it say, green? It will end at Monday at 8 p.m. EST. It is 80 hours long. It's 80 hours
long. And you're going to be awake that whole 80?
No, luckily not. I have... Guess out of 80 hours, guess how many hours I've set aside for sleep?
15.
Nope.
Less?
I don't even know this. I have to count this now, but I know it's less than 15.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'll mention what's coming up next here on the show. You figure it out. So what I'm going to play next is Heartsick in the Basement by Steve Hawk, who also has some shows coming up that I wanted to mention. On the 13th, which is this coming Sunday, he'll be at 222 Ormsby in Pittsburgh, PA. And on the 19th, he will be at the Yawk River Brewing in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. And Tiz, you're out of time. How many hours?
Well, I mean, it's split. I do 35 hours, and then I have 7 hours rest. Then I have to be available for 2 hours. Then I have 6 hours rest, and then I'm back for the rest of it. So over 80 hours, I have 14 hours sleep.
I was so close.
You were quite close. An hour off. But one thing that those 14 hours are split into 8 hours and then whatever the rest of what it was, 6 hours. I am a idiot. Has it been 8 minutes? You said 8 minutes. Has it been 8 minutes?
I said about 10. It's been 11 minutes and 13 seconds. Okay, so cheers. With that said, Tiz is going to head off and continue his mastering of music for some clients. And we are going to listen to Steve Hawk. And I'll be back probably with Terry Blair from Parabellum. And with that, I'll catch you in a few moments.
Enjoy.
Take me basement, let's make those begging eyes close. Listen for the footsteps that tell me I've got to go. Don't worry, don't worry, your mother will never know, and that she won't have to hate me when you leave me all alone. And on those nights when your love don't seem right, I close my eyes for a while. Think of that place in the basement where I laid with you, and who you used to be. Your new love's a mockery to me. Take me to the basement, let's stay out of your mother's hair. She always knew I was a drinker, but if I was sober, she'd hate me anyway. And on those nights when new love don't seem right, I close my eyes for a while. Think of that place in the basement where I laid with you, and who you used to be. Your new love's a vendetta to me. So I take rope to the basement, and I make those begging eyes close. I listen for the footsteps that tell me I've got to go. I don't worry.
That was Steve Hawk and his track Love Sick in the Basement. With me now is Terry Blair from Parabellum, and we're going to talk about the event that he has going on this Saturday called A Salute to the Two Veterans. First of all, let's talk about your band lineup so everybody understands how near and dear this is going to be to you.
Our lineup is we are predominantly all veterans, with myself, Kate, and Lee are Air Force veterans. Eric's a Marine veteran, and Amanda's an Army veteran. So, you know, it's very near and dear to us. You know, we all come from, have gone through the same veterans group in Butler as well, the Veteran X program, and we've gone through there, and that's how we kind of met each other. So, for the most part.
What is that program, the
Veteran X? The Veteran X program, it's a peer support group. It helps veterans in need, and it's other veterans helping other veterans. You know, we use our shared experiences and stuff like that, things we've been through to help people. Maybe going through the same thing. So it's basically veterans helping veterans is what it is. Because we kind of understand, and most of us have been either there or in similar situations. And so we have a better understanding of what they're going through.
So the show, A Salute to Veterans, is at the Lindora Hotel this Saturday,
November
12th. Start time 6 p.m., is that correct?
The doors are going to open at 6, and we're going to have Jen go on around 6:30.
Why don't you go ahead and since you mentioned Jen, go ahead and mention all the acts that are involved.
We have Jen Romano, and she's a comedian. She was pretty active down in Texas in the local scene for a lot of years on the comedy circuit. We have a great band out of Pittsburgh called the Wire Riots, which Adam and Michael are both veterans. Adam's actually still currently serving in the Army. We have obviously Utah Burgess's band, his tribute to his friend Mo Nelson, and the Mo Show band, which they're fantastic. We have our band, Parabellum. And then what I happen to think is the best Motley Crue tribute band out there in the area right now is Steel City Crew, is going to close the night out for us.
So the show benefits veterans. How does that work? Like, where?
I switch up my charitable organizations every now and again. This year, we're all our proceeds are going towards Guitar for Vets, and it's a program that uses essentially the healing power of music, you know, to help veterans. You know, veteran wants to learn how to play guitar. We give them a guitar. We teach them how to play, and there's something spiritual and musical and healing about music. When you learn how to play, and it's a process that's really taken off, and it's really helped a lot of people. Both, it gives them something to do, and then it's another tool in the arsenal, but it's a very effective one and help a coping tool.
This is how many? I know you've done it, like it's a reoccurring event. Which number is this? Do you know?
This is number 6, I believe. I had to skip 1 year. We closed out for COVID, so this would be 6, 7th year, but COVID. I had to cancel one show.
So it's for people that aren't familiar with Lindora. It's like right. It's Butler, right?
It's essentially in the heart of Butler. Right as you come across the viaduct heading in towards in town, it's right there on the left-hand side. I think they call it Picklegate Crossing or something now. I don't know. I always called it the viaduct. But as soon as you come across the bridge off of Route 8, it's right there at the end of the bridge. And big white sign says Lindora.
I'm trying to think where I was recently. I saw it, and I was like, wow, I haven't been there in a while. It wasn't when I was at Speed Freaks and lost in Butler. What else was I doing? Wow. It definitely, it's been more recent than that, but I can't remember where I was. Like, and it was scene related for sure, because
no. You know,
that's That's the only reason I go up there. now that I don't go to Slippery Rock and have to drive through Butler.
It wasn't for us, so it was somebody else you had going on down there.
Yeah. It'll come to me, you know, when we're not on the air anymore.
Oh, yeah. As soon as we hang up, it'll pop right in.
I used to go there quite a bit because After the Fall would play there, Cage was there. You know, that was a while ago, though.
Yeah.
That was pre my kids being alive and they're 14 or 12. How do you determine the lineup?
Really, I just after doing this so long, I have a lot of bands that reach out when I announce that I'm doing it that want to do it, and I try the best I can is to get bands that I know will be receptive, you know, and will understand and be respectful to the cause. I like to have a couple bands that have veterans in it, just to kind of tie it all together. But realistically, I'm looking for bands with good people, you know, that respect the cause, and you know, that's more like drawing names out of a hat. You pull all these bands that want to play, and you kind of pull them out of a hat. And yeah, I think they would go over really well, and they understand what we're doing, and they respect, you know, what we're doing, and you know, they'll help us honor it the right way.
So it just occurred to me, can you hear me? Because my microphone's laying over there.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. I just looked over. I'm like, what's that blue light? That's the kind of day I'm having today.
Nice.
So before I let you go, I saw on, I don't know if it was your personal feed or Parabellum's feed, that this week was the 2-year anniversary for I Die Alone, which we're going to play next.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give just a quick description of that track before we play?
Yeah, I Die Alone was one of the first songs I wrote. And I wrote it about veteran PTSD and suicide. And I wrote it from a veteran's perspective, from somebody going through the process and the feelings that are associated with that and how you feel. And I've used my shared experiences and then talking with other vets, their shared experiences, and put it all into a song. And you know, this is what it feels like, you know, and it's, we've got a lot of really great reception off of it. We've won, last year we won the, Veteran Affairs, Festival of Arts, for the, songwriting in that one, for I Die Alone. And, you know, and the amount of people that have reached out and said, hey, you know, this is good. It's meaningful. Thank you. You know, it's phenomenal. And it was something I wasn't expecting when I wrote it, because I wrote it on a more personal level. But the fact that someone can say, hey, you know what? Thank you. You know, it helps. It's humbling.
So what we're going to do is we're going to end the show tonight listening to I Die Alone. After the track, you will hear John American Hill Jack Lane tell you how you can subscribe, leave comments, and all those kind of things. When that happens, you'll know we are done. But that doesn't mean that you should leave the station that you're tuned in on, because you might hear your next favorite unsigned and independent band. My name has been Bill. Terry, thank you for hanging out with me.
Thanks, Bill.
And we'll catch you next Friday. And you can check us out each and every Friday. And you can go to buildascene.com for information on everything we talked about tonight or in any episode. And we'll see you next time. Troubled time.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.